An idea, too, about thankfulness for overcoming. We spoke in our shir this morning to be thankful for what's obviously so good to us, for us. You got a new mouse for the computer. You got a new job, got a new suit. To really get there, you have to appreciate that on some level, you want to be a tzaddik, you know how to be a tzaddik? By wanting to be. If you don't want to be, if you don't think of wanting to be, you never can get that. A tzaddik knows that things sometimes are tough, but there are experiences that are called gvura. Right? Yesterday, as we say about Sfirat HaOmer, was gvura shebiyasod, the gvura connected with personalities who've reached a level of aspiring to be a tzaddik, is about the fact that the tzaddik understands that those tough moments make him what he is. Thank God. So we had some tough moments in the history of even within our recent past. 1948, 1956, 1967, 73, and on and on. A friend of mine is a chaplain in the Israeli army. He told me, have you some concept? You know, my war was 67. They were going to push us into the sea. Do you know how many shrouds they ordered for what they anticipated the casualties would be? Thousands. I want to tell you a little bit about what we have to appreciate. In this week's Parsha, as we're talking about Yovel, Yovel, he tielachem v'shavtem ish al achuzato v'ish al mishpachto tashuvu. You shall return. Shavstem, like tshuva, each person to his inheritance, and each person to his family, tashuvu, you'll return. So it's tashuvu, I'm sorry, shavstem and tashuvu, it's doubled. So there are many of the early commentators who say this has some hint at when we're going to come home. Furthermore, the Gra and others, I'm a big chassid of the Gra. Almost anything the Gra says to do, I do. If I met the Gra, I would immediately do whatever he said. I wash 4 times. All this stuff. Because he's right. You have to be very careful about people. He's always right. So he notices that says, Ish al mishpachto tashuvu is written what we call chaser. Tashuvu could have been written tashin vav vet vav. Tashuvu. It's written tashuvu without the vav in the middle. And if indeed that's hinting at our coming home, isn't it interesting that tashuvu adds up tashin vav Vet Vav to Taf Shin Chet, which just happens to be 1948. It's a hint about when we're going to come home. Let me tell you a sofer story. How many people know how many letters there are in a mezuzah?
Letters.
Give me a second one. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Well, there's 25. V'ahavta. I'll save the trouble. There are 713 letters in a mezuzah. So anybody wants, here it is on a silver platter. I give it to you. It's yours. Make me up a Dvar Torah about Taryag plus 100. That's not where I'm headed. 713 is, you know what, how do we tell when we say that the year is Tashin Chet, let's say, how do we know which millennium it's in? We usually add a letter in front of it. So, like now we're Tashin Samach Zion, we often, when we want to be complete, write, hey, Tashin Samach Zion, because it's 5,000, 765, right? So the 5,000, you put a hey. So 713, the number of letters in the mezuzah, is Hey Tashach, is 5,708, which again is exactly 1948. Why? Because when you come home, you put up a mezuzah. So I'm blessed, you should have the feeling of knowing as we're here and appreciating, loving the difficulty. I know it's not easy standing along the Misrat HaPnim. I mean, like, you go out of your mind, right? But what a schut. What a schut. Okay, so the next time you go, you take a sefer with you. But to appreciate that is part of the painful privilege of coming home. Coming home is being a place where the door opens and you're familiar and you're there and you're accepted just because you're you and not because you could be better at something or be thinner or taller or prettier or smarter or what have you. You're just there and you're home. And the calendar is your calendar and the holidays are your holidays. And the Shabbos is your Shabbos and the smells are your smells and the davening is your davening. And as we'll learn, and some of us learned already today, you have an input to making the Shemitah a holy year. Though Hashem gives it the holiness, you can work it or not work it, and we'll see as we come into the Shemitah year, that makes that holiness affect even the foods, lachem le'ochla, that you eat, so that for years after, you taste the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to bless you with a Shabbos that's gishmak, that's delicious, that lingers, and that brings us a week further, a week closer to Matan Torah, to Mamet Har Sinai, to seeing God in our life, in our world, in our learning, and that we can taste of the sevenths, always the sevenths, the 7 weeks of 7 days. 7 years, seven years till there's the Yovel, and it's our home to return to. So good Shabbos, good Yantif, good Shemitah, and we'll be finishing Bahar B'chukotai. So there's a lot to be happy for. Baruch Hashem. Thank you very much. I should sing a little, you know. I'm in a night, 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 I'm in a night By the way, we call this cholent, right? I don't know if I ever share with you. You know, cholent is a word that we know some of its roots of, and even is in English, right? Cholent is an English word.
Cholent,
slow cook. That's the probably the French roots. Cholent, lentamente, right? Slow cooking, slow warming. So you have it in an English word. If someone is very not warm, nonchalant. Look it up in your Funkin' Wagnalls. I did. It's for real. They have the a slow warm, but one that really gets you. You know, I had the schut to meet someone who knew the Eish Kodesh. I had the schut. I nearly ran into a tree when I realized that he'd known him. My mother has a cousin. Zolgazin Zayin Shtark, he should have a refuah shleima min hashamayim. He's a survivor. He was his father was the Rav of a little town in Galicia called Baich. His father was a Baicher Rav. And he survived them all. He's a Galiciana. Galicianas, you know, are sneaky dudes. Like me. A Galiciana, let me tell you Galiciana. Galiciana shakes your hand, you count your fingers after. But that's why they survive. You know? He was always organizing something. He used to give the Daf Yomi in the Israel Center. He knows everything. He never forgot a thing. So his name is Sender, I'll say for now. And he's one of the dearest people in my life. He's very, very special. He was, in a certain family sense, my introduction to Hasidic warmth. Yeah, he gave me this Hasidic nonchalance about halacha in a certain sense. The first Shabbos I ever spent in Borough Park was in his house. And I was a hard-boiled Litvisher yeshiva guy, right? I hadn't done tshuva yet. And and so, like, I got up in the morning, and I said, okay, let's go to shul, and Kriya Shema Bizman, and all this stuff, right? So I said, nothing. Have a little coffee, have a piece of kibbeh. So I said, I don't eat before davening. He said, yeah, of course you don't eat before davening, but have some kibbeh. And it was like, no, I don't eat before davening. Maybe if you want, I'll have tea, you know, no sugar, right? You know, so he said, it's okay. You can have tea, no sugar, but have a piece of kibbeh. Without kibbeh, you can't daven. Anyway, I've worked it out. But I was driving near the Israel Center once. He lives in Harnov. I remember when he made Aliyah, brought me great simcha. I was here earlier. And he was on the corner. So I pulled over, and he knew all the Rebbes, pretty much. But I hadn't thought of it about particular ones, because his father was a Rebbe. And when he was a teenager, they used to go to the spa in Kreinitz. And that was a spa that all the Rebbes went to. And he used to like to go and gawk the Rebbes, you know? Like I do. He liked to, you know, whatever. He was from Galicia. He liked to see the Polish Rebbes and the Ukrainian Rebbes. And they all came to Kreinitz. So, this one day, I stopped for him in near the Israel Center, which was then by Bikur Cholim Hospital before it moved. And Sender, where are you going? I'm going home. Are you going to Harnov? Well, I happen to be going to Efrat, so I said, yes, I'm going to Harnov. Of course I'm going to Harnov. You want to go to Harnov? I'm going to Harnov. So he got into the car, and on the seat was a whole pile of Chovat HaTalmidim, which I was then teaching right here. So he said, oh, what's this? And I said, it's some Svarim I'm teaching from at Machon Meir. It's Chovat HaTalmidim. Have you heard of it? Said, what do you mean, did I hear of it? I remember Rav Kalmanish. Said, what do you mean you remember Rav Kalmanish? I said, I used to see him in Kreinitz. Send it, you saw the Eish Kodesh and you never told me? Tell me anything. What was he like? What did he look like? What did he sound like? What did he speak like? So little I know of a sense of his presence, other than from his words and some of the writings about him. So Sender says he was always surrounded by kids. Always surrounded by kids. And he wasn't bombastically charismatic like a elegant public speaker. But whenever he spoke, you could hear, and I think the Yiddish word is the best, a bren, an inner warmth that was coming from a warm place. Levi Elena. But I do know that a bren comes like shalant, from slow heating in order to get warm and stay warm and keep you warm. That's Shabbos, so that it stays. That's a Shemitah, that you work 6 years anticipating then the Shemitah takes a year, and then you have Kedusha in your Peirot. So please God, Shalom. I want to sing with you a song we sing rarely. Among the tzans of Hasidim and Baba Kleisenberg, it's called Mashiach's Nigun. I want to sing it for a friend of mine who's sick. Some of you may have known or heard Rabbi David Zeller. He's a student of Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach, a dear friend of mine for years. And he's now rather ill, and became ill rapidly through some weird, awful disease. He's in the hospital, and one of the reasons I came by here is because I just called him. The call I got as I was entering, he was responding to my call and wanted to ask if could he use a visitor, and he's too tired for it to do much good right now. But I wanted to do something for him, so let's shake up heaven and earth a little. And a tune he taught me is Mashiach's Nigun. So obviously this is what we're going to sing when the great day comes. Soon. If you know it, join right in. If you don't know it, join right in. Two parts. Die, 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 dee, dee, die, die, die. Die, die, I die, 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 die. Let's sing that one part over. Die, 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 did it, I 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 did it, try that part. Did it I die? Did I die? Did I die? Did I die? I die. That causes organs of the body to be inundated by fluids that overloads them, and it's one of these like one in a million cases, so they don't even have statistically enough people in Israel to know to compare it with, so it's very difficult.
What's his mother's name?
Daven for Rafael David ben Leonora. Rafael David ben Leonora. Leonora is one word. Thank you. That's a good idea. Okay, and like you do anything mitzvah like and can spare one, beam one over into his account. Shabbos Yimi Lizek Urufuah Kreva Lovei. Shabbos Kodesh Yimi Lizek Urufuah Shleima Kreva Lovei. So we say, you know, Shabbos we resist, we don't cry out, we don't make requests. And a Urufuah Shleima should come. So the Baba Vareba said, that is known. When you go to visit a person on Shabbos, that b'schut that you don't cry out, Shabbos simi lizok, you don't say, that before krova should come. And the experience is a little bit like the experience of the way we heard Torah on Sinai, since Shavuos is coming. How does it say? The pasuk says, Moshe yedaber, Moshe spoke, v'ha Elokim, Ya'anenu, how? The call. God answered with a voice. Moshe spoke and God answered with a voice. So Bava Rebbe observes the following in part of a larger Divrei Torah about this idea of Refuah on Shabbos. You go and think and wish a sick person Shabbos Yimei Lizok. I can't say everything I'd want to beg for because of its effect on being so upsetting on Shabbos. So Shabbos Yimei Lizok. Let's look at the initial letters. Shabbos, Shin, He, Hey, Milizok. If you rearrange them a little, it spells Moshe. Moshe Yadaber, you say Moshe. The Elokim Yanenu Bekol, and God answers with Kol. What's Kol? The initial letters of Urefua Krova Lova. So may it be, B'schus, that we're coming to Shabbos and we're singing Shabbos songs, we're singing songs that David Zeller taught us about how to bring Shabbos into our lives and bring Mashiach into the world. We should have a real Refuah Shleima, and with your prayers, Rafael David Ben Leonora, we should all be Zocha to be together singing for the big Shabbos. Big Shabbos. Good Shabbos, thank you very much. Thank you.
You got me thinking about children. If we get a volunteer, we'll have children. I have a crackpot to bring.